They come back to you.
Oh yeah, as quick as you name them, speak about it, then I can might recollect it, you know. But you take a man, 83 years old man, going on 84.
I think you're doing fine.
I'm not as alert as it used to be.
Well, what seems remarkable to me is that the terms come back to you. The minute they're mentioned, sometimes. How about the bugs that sting?
The what?
The kind of different kinds of bugs that sting.
We got bumblebees and wasps and bees, sweat bees, they call them. And
what's the type that build nests out of paper? It looks as if it's paper.
Up in trees?
Yes.
Hornets.
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 Uh-huh.
They get up there, and then when they get way up there and they leave it there, they come straight at me, have to hit you here and knock you down just like somebody hit you with a club.
Uh-huh. And the kind that build nests and old logs closer to the ground?
Well, there's two different kinds. There's a bumblebee and then there's a yellow jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And then yellow jacket, they dig out in the ground, you know, and go down there and build a nest in the ground. Mm-hmm. Well, they'll eat you up too.
And
the wasp, he builds up in the house somewhere, on the roof, you know.
And the kind that would, in your porch, would make to build a nest that looks out of like dirt.
Dead dogs.
Will they sting?
No.
They won't.
Never had one sting in my life.
Mm-hmm. And the little things that are nuisances that sting you in the summer and make you itch?
Mosquitoes and mayflies.
And little things that get in your skin wear boots?
Well, some call them chiggers, some call them red bugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, plenty of them, huh?
Plenty of them. Plenty of them.
The kind of bug that jumps in the grass. If you come up to him, you may jump.
Grasshoppers.
Is that what you call them? Grasshoppers. People ever say hoppergrass?
Not as I know of.
Uh-huh.
You were talking about fish bait a while ago, ma'am. Just depend on what kind of fish you're going to use. A lot of them use grasshoppers around here, you know, crickets.
Do they?
Yeah, for bait. Mm-hmm. Red worms.
Mm-hmm. And is a red worm, would you describe a red worm? Is he, how big is he?
He's a little bitty thing, a little bigger. I've seen some big as a lead pencil nearly, but not mighty few. They're smaller than that, about half that size, and they're long. That's about all I.
Are they pretty fast? Do they move fast?
Well, they go in the ground pretty fast.
Uh-huh. And the longer ones, maybe this long?
No, I never seen none that long. I've seen them around 5 inches.
I see.
But and the majority of them's about 3.5-4 inches long.
Not very thick.
An old refrigerator out there got dirty, and my grandson, he raises some in there.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. He dig them and put them in there so he'll have them feed them, you know.
Is that right?
So when he wants to go in the summertime, you will have to go off and buy them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he got his own. He'd go out to the barn and dig them around the barn, you know, and put them in there by the bucket full, you know, and feed them. And he'd go there and take a fork and thing. It's got fingers on it, you know. You push it down and turn it up just a little bit and get all he wants, you know, and go on fishing.
Mm-hmm. Sounds to me as if he's having a good time here.
I ain't no fisherman. I help him dig a bait, but I haven't been.